Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am so happy to be back here on a Monday. Crazy traveling this weekend, and it's very nice to be back because we got one of those killer lineups. We got one of those like Murderer's Row. That's a reference to the Yankees, by the way, not to anybody actually on death row. We got Dr. David Anders' second hour, and this is what people say whenever you go anywhere in the country to give a talk. They go, I love Dr. David Anders. That's what you hear everywhere. So get ready. Second hour, Dr. David Anders will be here. First hour, talk about beloved. Rose Sweet is here with us. Rose Sweet, you know Rose because she comes on here and talks about marriage and annulments and divorce and all of that. And she's done tons of that stuff. But one of my favorite speakers, I I've told you this many, many times. I absolutely was blown away the first time I heard you give a talk. Just blown away. It's very nice to have you here, Rose.
Thank you. It's really good to be here again.
We're going to talk about annulment. We're going to talk about the ways people can throw up roadblocks to other people with annulment. I just want to say thank you before we begin, if you don't mind, to the people at Ark of Heaven Media in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, tell us
and
about that.
I learned an important lesson. First of all, I think Arkansas might be the most polite state. The people are so nice there in Arkansas. Everybody makes you feel like they're just so happy you're there. And maybe they're not. maybe they're faking it. But Ark of Heaven Media, this is a wonderful group. They're going to have an additional Catholic radio station here in the United States for Little Rock, Arkansas and surrounding area. And they're raising money to do that. And I was there. I got to talk. But I learned a lesson, Rose, and I told you before the show what that lesson is. If the city you're going to is featured on the Weather Channel, don't get on the plane. Don't go.
Good advice.
I had a great time, but oh my goodness, getting there was insane because they had 13 inches of rain. They had a rainstorm and it just kept going. You know, our average annual rainfall here in San Diego is 11 inches. They had 13 inches in like 4 days.
Wow.
So
you didn't get much sleep on this trip, is that?
I did not. It turns out that the Dallas airport, not comfortable at all for sleeping. It was not comfortable. And the hard part was flying all the way to Little Rock, getting there, the pilot saying, flight attendants, prepare for landing. And then 2 minutes later going, we can't land in Little Rock. We have to go back to Dallas. I was like, we're so close. Just land it. But he wouldn't do it.
Is this leading up?
I would have given him a tip if he would have landed.
You're trying to get out of the show today. That's you're too tired and you have to just sit there.
As I said to you before the show, you have to carry it. I'm exhausted.
I can't carry it.
But I am so. I was so delighted to meet the people at Ark of Heaven Media, and I hope everybody in the Little Rock area will support them. They've got an internet radio station now, and they're trying to get a terrestrial radio station going, be a member of the EWTN family, and God bless them. I love anybody in Catholic radio.
Yeah.
There's one guy I don't, but everybody else in Catholic, I don't want to say who the guy is. But
we all know.
I think we all do know.
No, you know what? Catholic radio peeps are good peeps. They really are.
Oh, that's the best. Mm-hmm. Just the best. So thank you to everybody at Ark of Heaven Media, and I'm never coming to Little Rock again. It was terrifying. No, I will. The number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Rose Sweet is our guest, and if you have questions about divorce or annulment from a Catholic perspective, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. But you want to talk about when your spouse, the person that you, how do we say this? You have a civil marriage with.
So if you are, you're civilly remarried without an annulment, and you now are feeling that tug on your heart to return to the full sacramental life, and you realize your spouse needs an annulment, and he usually, or sometimes she, is not interested and doesn't want to do it, where does that leave you? And I get calls like this all the time.
That's a tough situation.
I want to go back to Holy Communion. I want to be returned to the sacraments, but my husband doesn't want to get an annulment. He doesn't want to talk about it, and he still expects me to be sexually available. So what do I do? And a lot of them will go to the priest, and the priest will say, well, you should have relations with your husband because you don't want to make him mad. That'll drive him away. Others say, no, you have to move out completely to a new home. You know, and they get all kinds of answers. So today, right, let's talk about that.
888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I mean, in many marriages, there's a period where one person becomes interested in the faith or reinterested in the faith, and that's a crisis moment for marriage when one is and the other isn't. But here, it's double crisis because you can't do it without some help from the spouse.
Right, and here's another problem. In a typical marriage, when one is being drawn deeper into their faith and the other one isn't coming along at the same rate or whatever,
yeah,
it can be a difficulty. But when you're civilly remarried and living in such a way as married, when you are not, you put yourself in a state of sin.
Yeah.
And separation from the church. So it is a double effect, but it's also a bad effect. And that's why it's so painful for a lot of people. And I happened to bring a little list of some bullet points of...
You, Rose?
Yes, because I knew...
Rose Sweet brought bullet points?
I knew you were going to be tired
first
today.
First time.
Shut up.
All
number
right.
Number one, why Psy irritates me number two.
It's a long list.
Oh, no, okay. Okay. Usually, let's say I'm the woman and I want to get my husband, please, honey, get an annulment so I can go back to the sacraments. Well, he doesn't think it's necessary. He doesn't understand all that church mumbo jumbo, and maybe he even goes to church every Sunday.
Right.
But he's at such a level of his understanding of church teachings and spiritual involvement that it's not important to him. The sad thing is, right, even then, if he doesn't turn and say, my goodness, this is really important to my wife. She keeps bringing it up and she's crying.
Yeah.
This is a big signal. She needs your love and attention and some effort here. But a lot of people will not do that. Or he knows a little bit about annulment and disagrees with it. He's heard,
yeah,
some of the myths.
Right.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Right. Or he doesn't really understand or believe that... living as married when you're not married is put yourself, you know, in a grave state of sin. Sometimes they're afraid to bring up the past. There's a lot of shame, guilt.
Oh yeah, right.
That they don't want to stir the pot. And then this is really bad for some. Is, let's say your husband doesn't want to talk to his ex. He doesn't want to bring it up to the ex or ask his ex anything to do about would you be involved in the annulment. He wants to keep her happy. So this is the message that the current civil spouse gets. I want you to be unhappy. I want you to tolerate it. I want you to just get off my back because I want to keep my ex-wife happy. We're getting along. You know, she hasn't brought me to court in years, and I don't want to rock the boat here, so you stuff it.
Yeah.
And that's that. You do not do that to a woman that you're trying to be married to. You're just saying, you know, yeah, I love you, but I don't love you enough.
Yeah, right. But just don't want to rock that boat. Just don't want to rock that boat.
Right.
And maybe there, like you said, there's shame back there. I didn't behave well in that relationship.
Right. And I don't want to revisit. It's, yeah, painful. And
Why else might a person not?
Well, you know, some of them hear the myth that if you get an annulment, it makes your children illegitimate.
Oh, yeah.
So
right,
as soon as they hear any myth where they could shut the door, they just hang on to that myth and they don't want to research it or find the truth. It's just easier. It's the path of least resistance. And it's not loving. It's not loving.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason you're in this relationship with this person and sharing a bed is you could supposedly love them, but at the deepest core of what they need from you, you're shutting the door in their face.
Right, right.
It's very, very painful.
Okay, so the consequences of this for these marriages, because, okay, you deal with this a lot.
I do. When this happens, when a spouse will not even entertain discussion or make the effort to learn more about it, he or she abandons you in your quest for holiness. It's not that you just feel abandoned. You are being abandoned in that certain sense in your quest for holiness. It also helps keep you stuck in a near occasion of sin. Because we all, most of us who are Catholic, understand that when you are civilly remarried without annulment, you are not married and should be not living as spouses. That means living as brother and sister. That means no hanky-panky. So if you're in a situation where you're tempted to fall back into that, you're in a constant state of temptation for sin.
Right.
Which is so unloving to put on somebody when they're trying to be holy. It tells your spouse, I love you, but I don't love you as much as I love myself and my own comfort. And
right.
I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And what it does, it causes you to lose trust for that spouse, to lose respect for that spouse, to feel anger toward that spouse, to maybe slip into the sin of resentment toward that spouse, to have anxiety, depression. It never ends. This is what sin does. It just takes us down. I think one of the worst things that women have shared with me is it makes them feel sexually used.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line is the husband says, I don't want the annulment, but I want you to continue to be fully available to me.
Right.
And if a woman is insecure and doesn't have any support, she's going to be afraid of losing him and losing the love that she feels toward him and losing the security of the home. And maybe they have children together, of losing everything. And so she will give in to keep the peace. And that's a form of prostitution. It's just really, really painful. So let's talk about that.
All right. How about if we take a break and we talk about what to do if you're in a situation like this?
That's a great idea.
All right. Rose Sweet is our guest. And we're talking about when you're in a civil marriage, a remarried situation, and the spouse, you've decided you need an annulment of a first marriage, of your spouse's first marriage, so that you can fully participate in the graces of the sacrament of matrimony, and that spouse is not moving. What do you do? We'll do that when we come back right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Are you looking to study Catholic theology in a formal way with the guidance of faithful scholars? Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by the Augustine Institute, offering master's degrees in theology, pastoral theology, and Catholic education with flexible study options on campus, online, or both. The Augustine Institute equips students to serve Christ and His church in schools, parishes, dioceses, apostolates, and the home. Learn more today at augustine.edu.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Magnificat. Published monthly, Magnificat features texts of daily Mass, prayers, articles, meditations, art commentaries, and more, in step with the liturgical rhythm of the Church, on the web at magnificat.com.
Proclaiming the faith, changing lives.
The year was 1980. Mother Angelica, who is hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, orders a satellite dish and transmission equipment. A wealthy benefactor gives her the $250,000 letter of credit she needs to apply for an FCC license to broadcast.
To learn more about Mother Angelica's life and the history of EWTN, visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's always so nice when Rose Sweet is here, and she is here with us this hour. And we talked about many, many things with Rose, but I have to say the primary thing, your primary kind of ministry really is helping people in marriages that are in crisis of one sort or another.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Because I've been there myself, and through the grace of God, I've learned a thing or two, and I'm
ready to share. All right. So what we were going to talk about when we came back is you reviewed for us, like, what do you do if your spouse won't seek a declaration of annulment, or often called an annulment? You got married. Maybe your view of marriage changed, or your view of the sacramental life changed. You're like, I want to take this seriously. I want to live the sacraments. And what I need is for this marriage to be regularized. I can't get that if you don't get an annulment. And the spouse won't do it.
Well,
so now what do you do?
Okay, so before that, let me just say, it is a fact that if you get married outside of the church without an annulment, God is going to continue on a daily basis, if not moment by moment, to be emitting graces to pull one or both of you back to the church. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's only going to be a matter of time before one says, we got to go back, we got to go back. And that's the hard part when the other one isn't ready or tuned out. So first, here's what you do. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Get on your knees and pray and say, Lord, I'd like this to happen. I don't know what I'm doing here. Maybe we've had the discussion and I just got yelled at, but I want to try again. So get on your knees and pray. Don't get discouraged. I would say, before I say anything else, I would say the story of Nathan and David is a good place to start. Remember, Nathan was a prophet, and King David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And he needed correction. So Nathan didn't go and say, sit down, you are an adulterer, and you need to repent.
Right.
You don't say, sit down, I want to go back to the church, you need to get this annulment. Nathan came through the side door and said, let's talk about a story about a man who had a little sheep, a little lamb, and it was a family pet. And Nathan told the story of the bad neighbor next door who took the little pet and killed it and whatever. And David's heart was moved in the way of the truth of that story. And then Nathan did a bait and switch and said,
that man is you.
That man is you. And David, already mentally and emotionally in a place of being convicted of the truth of that, was ready to receive it in himself.
Right.
So you don't want to sit your spouse down and say, this is what you need to do because if you love me, this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody to be your Nathan and help you come up with a way to talk to your spouse, depending on his or her temperament. You want to do it at the right time of day.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use the right words. It's just not an easy thing where you sit down and tell them. It does take a lot of careful planning and thought about that person who you are trying to convict to see things the way you would like them to see it.
So you, this is part of what you do. You help people to do this.
This is what I do.
But you're saying get a counselor, get a Catholic counselor. Maybe there's a good deacon or priest or something
right.
that can
or
help you.
Or a good Catholic coach like me, rose@rosesuite.com.
Uh-huh.
I do love to even help. I even help priests sometimes find the way to counsel these people and to use the right words because they don't know either sometimes.
Yeah.
But everybody knows the Nathan David thing.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to do that. You got to make a plan. Got to make a plan and don't rush it. Don't get a million people involved. Don't call all your friends and ask their opinion. Stick to one or two smart and holy people.
Make a plan and go. Yeah. All right. The number here is 888-318-7884. Rose Sweet, our guest. And usually this is about the time of the show with Rose where the lines fill up. And so I'm going to go to the calls. But we have lines open if you'd like to call and ask your question about maybe your marital situation. 888-318-7884. You ready to go take some calls,
Rose? Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Indianapolis, Indiana, where Eric is listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Eric, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thanks for having this discussion tonight. It hit the nail on the head for our situation. So
okay.
Basically, to paraphrase it, we've got a civil marriage. Husband's Catholic, and the wife is baptized Christian, non-Catholic, on second marriage. So my question, not being Catholic, the wife's first marriage has to be annulled, but how do you advertise or do you have tips and tricks to try to help them understand the Catholic perspective and the Catholic, that process?
Yes, Eric.
How do you get them to engage that?
Okay. Well, if we have another hour, but no, let me give you the quick tips and tricks. First, I don't need to ask if this is you, but if it's you or whoever it is, make sure that you first understand why the church teaches what she does. Make sure that you first understand what marriage really is and what it demands of the husband and the wife, and why the church teaches that civil divorce doesn't break a presumed valid marriage bond. So that you have the language in your own head and heart before you even talk about it with your spouse. Here's the thing. I would steer away from canon law says this, and the catechism says this. I would appeal to the heart, just like Nathan did to David, and say, when you stand at the altar, something like this, I'm winging it right now, and you say, I do, that's till death, right? Do you believe that? Yes, 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 yes. Okay, that's how it should be. That's the kind of love we all want. That's the kind of love marriage is supposed to give us. But in the prior marriage, when something happened and we walked away from each other, does it mean that we have the power and the right to just dissolve that bond? No, there must be something else going on here. And you get them to start to just question it and ask about, what do you think about marriage? What do you think about the marriage bond? You don't have to solve the problem all in one discussion, because this is usually a series of discussions with your spouse. But get them to open up and share what they think about marriage, what they think about vows, and why they think that. And don't worry what they say. Make note of it, but don't be anxious, and be more of a good listener instead of a teacher and a talker at this point. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does. Thank you.
Reach out to me after the show, and I will help you more if I can.
Okay, sounds great. By email, rose@rosesweet.com.
That's correct.
You got it.
That's correct. And Eric, pray for her. Pray. Never stop.
Absolutely. Thanks very much. I appreciate the discussion.
Thank you, Eric. God bless you. Thank you so much. And this is one of the things that I have often found when you come here, Rose, is that where many people are. This is not theoretical or just we're not doing pure theology here. This is a very, very practical situation that many people are like, I just don't know what to do in
right.
this situation.
Right.
Here I am. I don't know what to do.
Right. And Catholic Answers has the answer.
Well, when you're here, Catholic Answers has the answer.
In this area. No, that's great. That's great.
888-318-7884 is the number. Going to Nebraska now. Lisa is in Nebraska. Oh, hang on, Lisa. I got to find the button here. Lisa, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Rose Sweet.
It's not a question. It's more when I finally decided to get an annulment after many years of my husband and I living together, I don't know why it took me so long, because if you can focus down on the actual writing of the annulment with your priest, with your parish priest, and go ahead and confess all of the things that you did wrong. And this is for the husband or whoever is needing the annulment. They need to focus down on and give you a list of things like, I was on diet pills. I was smoking marijuana before I married my ex-wife. I really didn't, my parents put pressure on me to marry her. I felt pressured. In other words, focus totally on trying to get that annulment written up in a draft form. Kind of work with your partner and get it on paper. And admit your own sins, your own faults, all the things, your immaturity, your everything has to be perfectly real, because they're going to pass it out to family members after you're done with this. They'll pass the actual paperwork to family members in the annulment process.
No.
Well, let's get a clarification just real quick.
Yeah, I think it's real important to clarify this. Your family, nobody gets to read that paperwork. You and the other spouse, if they even decide to go down to the tribunal and read it. It's very, very confidential.
Okay.
But I'm curious about...
what I mean about, though, trying to focus down on, and, you know, just trying to... The thing that passed my annulment through was that I wasn't ready for my first marriage, and I admitted that. I admitted it. Admit your own faults. Admit what went wrong. And then gather up a whole bunch of things that, because you're going to have to write it out. It's going to have to be written out. That's the protocol.
Lisa, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, because it does require you to go back and look at all that stuff. And it is hard for a lot of people to say, I was weak, I was pathetic, I was selfish, I was sinful, I was pressured. And, you know, to admit your faults and your failings when it's been 20, 25 years ago and you don't even want to think about who you were back then. It's very difficult. And that's why you do need a trusted, experienced person to help you go back and look at the prior marriage.
Oh, God bless you, Lisa. Thank you very much for the call. I got to zip out real quick. We'll be right back with more Rose Sweet. If you'd like to call with your questions on annulment, divorce, and related, 888-318-7884. Each Catholic is obliged to spread and defend the faith by word and deed. Well, we're here to help. Join special guests Chris Stefanik, Dr. David Anders, Father Jeff Kirby, and all your favorite Catholic Answers apologists this September 25th through 28th in beautiful San Diego for the Catholic Answers Conference. Our theme, Go Make Disciples. Enjoy 4 days of faith, fun, and fellowship. Use promo code EARLY to save $50 when you register today at CatholicAnswersConference.com.
Lots of people have big questions about Catholicism. It needs a big book of answers, and now it's got one. The Big Book of Catholic Answers is filled with helpful replies to more than 250 questions about the faith. Questions about God, salvation history, the Creed, the Bible, the list goes on and on. Order your copy of the Big Book of Catholic Answers today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun. And that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that. But he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs. But you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests. He does on-air debates. And he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron.
On Tuesday's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, our topic is, how good are you at living in the now moment? And now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour is Rose Sweet. Next hour, Dr. David Anders will be here. Yes,
wait,
that's
wait,
right.
Wait. I love Dr. David
Anders.
Do you
love Dr. David Anders? That's what I hear everywhere I go. I love Dr.
Let me just say this today. Anybody who's been listening to Catholic radio all day today, like I have in the drive over here, Dr. Anders went off like an awesome.
I'm going to ask him about this.
He got mad. I could see him like jumping out of his seat.
Oh, yeah.
Some lady was trying to get last rites for a friend, and the gatekeeper at the parish wouldn't let her. And he was like, "You get any priest you can." You know, he was like, he was awesome. I was in the car going, "Yeah." He's great. Wait, he's going to
don't get me started on the gatekeeper at the parish. I tell you, if you have someone there who has a genuinely loving heart for service, it's just it's wonderful what happens. If you have someone there who's a little more bureaucratic in their outlook, And people call and they don't know the right language to use, and they don't know how to get what they're asking for. They're not even sure what they need a lot of the time.
Dr. David Anders calls them the moat dragon.
Well, we just got to not have that. And pastors got to be careful about that. And that's the pastor's job, really. Make sure the person answering the phones knows how to be a Christian to other people.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And here's the other thing. Dr. David Anders, he was so great today. He believes personally that's a large number of people who leave the Catholic Church is less about what the church teaches than being rejected at the parish level by somebody like that.
Well, I do believe that is a large part of why Jesus tells us you'll be accountable for every idle word.
Right.
Like, be careful what you say. People's,
right,
like, their whole spiritual life depends on you not
and this is
driving them away.
Again, this is what we're talking about in this conversation. You don't just sit down and beat your spouse over the head and say, you have to get an annulment. You have to listen to them and help them understand. And you understand them.
Yep.
It's relationship.
And all that because we love Dr. David Anders.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
And
yeah.
I didn't know that he went off today.
He was awesome. David Anders, you were awesome, man.
Little David Anders steam coming out of his ears.
Yeah, it was great. And he's going to be at the conference this year, too, right?
You want to talk about the conference?
Yes.
I want to get to some callers in Nebraska. But all right, we got a big conference coming up. Rose Sweet's there every year because she's our super good friend. First of all, do you want to? Carrie said this.
No, don't say what Carrie said.
Oh, really?
No, it's stupid.
He said you've been to every conference.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carrie.
No, I would have said the other thing too. I'm glad you told me not to say it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Carrie.
No, but you know what?
Yeah.
You have top quality Catholic speakers every time. Excellent topics, excellent speakers, good food, good pacing, good programming, sacraments, adoration, accessibility to the speakers, accessibility to priests,
right,
ongoing confession in a beautiful hotel in a beautiful city at the beautiful time of year in September every year.
Why do I even do these ads?
I don't know.
Let's just play that for the rest of the year.
Could you say this?
CatholicAnswersConference.com?
Go to CatholicAnswersConference.com and sign up today.
Oh, this is going to make such a good ad. Can you cut that into an ad? Darren, thank you very much. He does not look enthusiastic about doing that. It's just more work I'm trying to get out of, Darren. Kathy's in Omaha, Nebraska, listening. Like, you know what? If you're in Omaha, you listen on Spirit Catholic Radio like Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Got a question for Rose?
Hi. And you're right. Spirit Catholic Radio is tremendous.
Aren't they?
Dr. David Anders. I heard him today, too, Rose. Man, he was great.
I know.
Okay. Well, I don't have a question so much as I have a commentary, kind of to follow up on this last call, where she said that, you know, you write down all your faults and everything like that. I was married for almost 26 years, Catholic marriage. It was not a good marriage. And I begged God for 26 years for a happy marriage, and it didn't work out. And I got divorced, and I really fell away from the church. I was angry, the thought of having to get an annulment and everything. Well, then as time went on, my sister's husband, who also had to go through an annulment, sat me down and he says, you know, Kath, if you have the chance to get married again, you really don't want to get this annulment because it will force you to look deep down inside yourself to see what you might have done in addition to what, you know, he might have done, what you might have done that could make it better. It's cleansing. He says you will feel, just writing the summary will make you feel so full and it's such insight to what's going on. And so he was right. And when I went and talked to my priest and I got the papers and how to write the summary, as I was writing it down, the words were flowing. I was in tears. It was amazing to find out what were my faults were in the marriage. And there were a lot on his. And in fact, during that marriage, I was in counseling. I actually had a priest say that if you ever had a case for an annulment. But the thing is, I got the annulment. I got the affirmed annulment. And I ended up marrying a non-Catholic who wasn't really religious at all, a very good man. I mean, even our politics were a little bit off, but he was a very good man. And the remarkable thing is, and it's because of the annulment helped me really grasp my faith again, 12 years after our marriage, he came into the church at age 72.
Mm.
He's also changed his political ideas to mine. He has pro-life plates on his truck.
Aww.
God bless him.
And the annulment opened doors, windows, caverns for me to be able to really fully live, appreciate, and love my faith that I took for granted all those years. And I just, if anybody has any doubts about it, they really need to maybe do some research, maybe seek out somebody who's gone through the process, especially somebody who may have remarried and is in a very, very good marriage. I am so grateful that my brother-in-law said that to me, because otherwise I'd probably be flying around out there in some non-denominational church hating the Catholic Church.
Right, right. That's a beautiful testimony, Kathy. Beautiful. And, you know, when you know that you're loved and your brother loved you enough to sit you down and he appealed to your heart, it can help you overcome what I have to write down my faults. I had faults, you know, because we're usually so resistant to that, aren't we? But it's cleansing. You're right. It's beautiful.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, and funny, my sister had to go through it too, but my brother-in-law had a harder time. And he even had to go to a different diocese because the diocese he was in, the bishop tended to be a little, he didn't like annulments. So, but he was able to get it. It took a long time, but he was able to get it. Now they have an incredibly beautiful marriage. And in fact, when my husband was coming into the church, my sister was a co-sponsor with me, and her husband came along to all the RCIA classes just because he loved the faith so much. It was just amazing.
You know,
think that helped my husband really, really, really embrace his faith. He is a better Catholic than I am, and I say that with all my heart. He's made me a better Catholic. I just never ever dreamed that he would embrace the faith the way he has. And again, I think the annulment was the starting point.
Well, I love what you're saying. It's annulment properly done and approached can be wonderful marriage preparation for a true marriage.
It's extraordinary to me the two callers called to talk about the writing, which I think many people probably dread. I think that's why callers are saying don't dread it.
Okay, well,
undertake it.
But let me have, there's a caveat.
Okay.
Because if you don't know what you're doing and you don't have some guidance, and in some parishes they don't give you guidance, they just hand you the packet, you can go through all the stuff and not know what you're doing and get denied your annulment, even though you have grounds. You really need, it's like, don't go to court without a lawyer. Don't put your marriage on trial with the tribunal without an advocate or somebody who's experienced to help you with this paperwork. But when you got that, it's made in the shade.
Kathy, thank you so much for the call and for the question. I'm going to go, before we take a break, get to another caller for listening on Spirit Catholic Radio, Tom in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on KVSS. Go ahead, Tom, with your question for Rose.
Okay, Rose, thank you so much. Here's my point. It seems to me that we're, of the two people, the one that wants the annulment and the one that doesn't, we're making the one that doesn't be a bad guy. And I think that's not fair, and I think it also makes it even more difficult to bring them around. Because when they married, or so-called marriage, the agreement was that religion didn't matter. They didn't care, whatever. And then 10 years later, one of them gets religion, and all of a sudden they want to change the whole equation.
Rose, what do you think about that?
I couldn't agree with you more, and we should not make the one who doesn't want the annulment the bad guy at all. They're not the bad guy or the bad girl. They're just in a place where they don't understand or they have some struggle. So you're right. It shouldn't be, I'm the good one who wants it, and you're the bad one who doesn't. We need to avoid that like the plague. Good point.
Very good point, Tom. Thank you very much. That takes us right to the break. Rose Sweet is our guest. Two lines open at the moment. We'll do our very best to get you on if you call 888-318-7884.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
EWTN Radio posts 11 podcasts every weekday and over 60 per week. They're the perfect companion for busy Catholics everywhere. With on-demand access to audio, you can pause and pick up right where you left off anytime, anywhere. And they're all free. Subscribe by going to EWTNradio.net, then click on podcasts. They're waiting for you. EWTN is the global Catholic network.
Who was the first Catholic in your family? Were they evangelized by a friend, a coworker, a stranger? Did you ever think that you could be that person that God uses to save a soul? And that soul could save their family, their grandchildren, and generations to come. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we train, equip, and mobilize Catholic disciples to do the urgent work of evangelization. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization, streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host.
What was that?
I don't know. I told you I have not slept a lot this weekend, and I was looking at Darren to see, am I supposed to talk now? And I didn't get the signal correct. And so I stopped for a second, and then he looked at me like, why are you not talking? And then you drew attention to it by saying, what was that? Okay. Thank you for the help.
Are you awake now?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, we have some more callers.
Yes, let's go to the. Let's go to Bernie in Rapid City, South Dakota, listening on the wonderful Real Presence Radio Network. Bernie, we're glad you're here. You got a question for Rose?
Hello.
Hi, Bernie.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Very well.
Yeah, hi, Bernie.
Well, I'm not interested in an annulment. My husband kind of is, but this is our situation. I'm calling about a divorce. I'm 82, and he's in his 80s, and we've only been married a year and a half, and I didn't know when I met him that he's a narcissist, and so I'm a codependent, and he's really, really been hard on me. So my priest and all my friends say, you know, that I should get out of it, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, honey.
He won't sign the papers.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Here's the thing. The church is here for you. This is a very sad time. I can hear it in your voice. If you can get counseling, try to get counseling at least for yourself. Okay. Don't make any big decisions or any rash decisions. But in the end, the church does not require you to live with an abusive partner or spouse. You can't violate the presumed marriage bond or the vows that you took by dating somebody else or just going off as if nothing happened, but you don't have to stay and tolerate abuse. So get help with this, because if it's ongoing and it becomes unbearable, and this is the language all in canon law and the catechism, if it becomes unbearable, you have the right to depart at least for a time until the problem is resolved, and it may not be. But get somebody who knows church teachings and can help you. You don't need your husband to sign any piece of paper, okay? You stay married, but you have different options, and we don't have the time today to look over those, but reach out to me after the show, and I will help you if I can.
Does that help you, Bernie?
Oh, I'd love to. All right. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
The email is rose@rosesuite.com. If for any reason you lose it or forget it, just call us here at Catholic Answers. We'll get you in touch with Rose.
Okay, I've got it written out already.
Okay.
Okay, good girl.
I'm sorry, Bernie. Thank you for the call.
You know, can I just throw this out here? You know, the new buzzword today is narcissist. My husband or my wife is a narcissist. Okay. The truth is we're all narcissistic, which basically means we're ordered by our original sin to selfishness. But it's on a spectrum. You're probably just a little bit selfish in your mind, right? But maybe in your wife's mind, that I knew that would wake you up.
I think we might have a slight disagreement about how selfish I am.
But
yes.
Some people are so advanced and habituated in their selfishness, it's abusive and painful and unbearable. So,
right.
And that can be clinically diagnosed in some cases as narcissism. But I think we really need to try to get away from saying, my husband, my wife is a narcissist.
No, the thing that struck me about what Bernie said is the abuse side of it.
Right.
That doesn't require any diagnosis.
Right.
People don't have a right to treat you that
right.
way.
Right, 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 right.
Bernie, again, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Illinois. Paula is in Illinois. Thank you for the call, Paula. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Paul. Two-parter. So I'm 59. I've been divorced almost 24 years, never remarried. My ex-husband did maybe 10 years or so ago. And I was engaged until like 4 years ago. I ended like an almost 10-year relationship that I had wanted to see about doing an annulment. And we didn't, we lived like a couple hours apart, both moved up northern Wisconsin. I found out all kinds of things was going on. I'm like, this isn't going to happen. And so I didn't pursue the annulment, but at the time, I had talked to the priest up there about an annulment, and I had said, you know, and I've talked to priests back home here about pursuing it kind of for the ex-husband, so because they just got married civilly. And I believe she's Catholic, and I think she was married once before. And the priest, you know, thought that it was like a kind gesture from me. More like he was, or the two of them had been like, he's the one that remarried. He knows he should get an annulment. So don't feel like you need to get the annulment so that they can go and...
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they want to get married in the church. So I don't know what your answer is to something like that.
Okay.
If, you know,
well, let's get,
The one that I was going to say,
sure.
the one, and I was listening to you guys, and then I had to tell my thing, so I didn't get to hear a whole lot about the prep and all that, about annulment, so I'll have to look more into that. But the other thing was... the one I was engaged to, like, I know you guys have been thrown around the narcissistic, and boy, it's a strong thing, but I had enough verbal and mental abuse.
Mm.
We were under that same roof, you know, and I thought we're just going to get the date set and blah, 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 and get the numb and all that. But I had enough verbal and mental abuse that I don't know if I went out in the last 4 years that I had moved back to my home state two times with this one, and the expectations anymore is like, oh, you know, you should be together. You know what I mean? Like, intimate.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's just not what I'm looking for. And so the part two is, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, I had to get a hysterectomy. I had a lot of female problems. So if intimacy is to create, if I were to get an annulment somewhere down the road, I remarry, obviously there is no recreation, or when people get later on in life.
Oh, yeah.
Get married, and obviously there's going to be no children come out of that situation. Is that something that is allowed when you are
right.
later on in life?
Well, let's get an answer, Paul, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay. So let's do part two, because that's the easy one.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have some kind of fertility problem that you didn't cause yourself, that's not an impediment to entering into the bond of marriage. If you are open and receptive and trying, a lot of people don't know. If you have a hysterectomy, you are still biologically female and able to engage in the marital in an open marital act. You're not intentionally closing it off. That's the problem when you intentionally close yourself off to that. So this is not the case for you. So remember, there's two ends of marriage. And one is the good of the spouses, and one is procreation. And so if you can't procreate, but you're not intentionally close to it, there's still the good of the spouses. Now, here's what I would say about your annulment, Paula. Don't think about your ex-husband at this point. Think about you. And if you're 59, and if you've already attempted to be in another long-term relationship, and we're trying to at least get to marriage, you're not ready for that, because this first marriage bond is in the way still, and you want to take care of that. If you are open to a new relationship or think you'll be seeking it, you have an obligation to figure out if you have grounds for annulment for yourself. And here's the beautiful thing. If you have been picking partners who are verbally or emotionally abusive to you, it may be that you are contributing to that somehow in the relationship, not that you deserve it, but that you're blind to the red flags, or you don't think you deserve anything better. I'm not you personally, but all of us. So in other words, the best preparation for you for a new, healthy, loving relationship that should lead to marriage would be for you to go through the annulment process to take a good hard look at what happened in the past and how you got to that place. Does that make sense?
Definitely, but they're both alcoholics.
Okay, and that's fine. But here's the thing. I married an alcoholic, too, and I had to take a good look. The signs were there. Why didn't I see? And, you know, when we marry somebody who's absolutely horrible, there is always something going on with us that that God wants us to take a look at. I don't want you to repeat that. I don't want you to, you know, we need to look at that and grow from it and learn from it. And it's nothing but good. Trust me.
Paula, I'm going to leave it there because I have some more folks I would like to get on with Rose before she has to go. But God bless you. Thank you very much for the call. I'm going to go to Oregon where Delia is listening on the great modern day Catholic radio. Delia, if you could be a little bit quick with your question, that'll help Rose have time to answer it.
Hi, Delia.
Hi. I was married 50 years ago, over 50 years ago when I was 14 years old. And it was my husband's parents that got all this organized with the church because they knew the priest and everything. And I had only known my husband for about 3 months, and I was very naive. I didn't know about love or anything. He just kind of eloped into his parents' house, and so they took over. They took me to the courthouse. Lied about my age that I was 16, and they did all the arrangements.
Okay.
And so I was married for about 10 years, and he was alcoholic, and that ended up in a divorce. I had two children, and then I remarried again after a few years later. I remarried, had two children. And I was trying to get an annulment because I couldn't receive communion. You know, my girls were.
Yeah.
Getting baptized, and my second girls were getting their first communion, and I wasn't able to receive communion, was what I had heard. And so then I started the process of trying to get an annulment, and I got this huge package of trying to fill out all the information and everything. But then it kind of just went nowhere because we moved.
So we're almost at the end of the hour, Delia. So do you want to? So you didn't finish the annulment process.
The thing is that I started to the process again here when I moved not too long ago, and then it just turns out that, you know, we're working back and forth with paperwork, and then I had to set up an appointment with the priest. And
Delia,
all he did
what do you?
Was,
I just need to ask you to ask a question. Could you just make it a question? Because we're not going to be able to answer it. So the question is what?
So all he did was absolve my sins and said I could receive communion.
Okay. But you want to know if that's true?
Okay.
Is that true?
If you're remarried, are you remarried right now?
No, I'm not remarried. I don't plan to remarry.
Okay. That's correct.
I mean,
okay.
After 40 years, that's all. It took.
Okay, so in other words, you are still, in the eyes of the church, still married. In that first marriage, the bond is still there until you can get it cleared up. And it sounds like it would be a relatively easy annulment if somebody would help you. But yes, since you're not remarried, you went to confession and you're in state of grace, you can receive Holy Communion every day or even twice a day sometimes if you want.
Delia, thank you very much. God bless you. I hope that's helpful to you. I'm just going to read Catherine's question because I don't have time to get her on the air, but it's a great question. I married my husband. We got a divorce. Then we got back together. Do I need an annulment?
No. Next question.
Well, could you maybe elaborate a little bit? We got 30 seconds to elaborate.
Okay. But the marriage bond still remained. Even though you got a civil divorce, the marriage bond was intact until you go get an annulment. So if you then civilly broke your civil divorce and went back and married again civilly,
right,
you're back in the same marriage. But I would say you should, if you don't get an annulment, go get a therapist and see what you guys have been doing. See what's still hanging in that relationship that it might be an impediment to you moving forward in grace and holiness.
Catherine, I'm sorry that I wasn't able to get you on the air, but I hope that the answer to your question was helpful. And it seemed like a question that I could just ask and get an answer for
good.
You. I got a one-word answer.
Please, everybody, get help. Don't try to do this paperwork by yourself. Please.
Check out rosesuite.com to find out all about Rose's ministry. There are lots of folks who can help you, and if you, Rose can do it, or she can put you in touch with someone if you send her a note to rose@rosesuite.com. Rose, thank you very much
for
being here.
Thank you. It was good. We'll do it again.
Did I do okay? I really don't know how I did for this hour.
You are always fabulous.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
Almost as good as Dr. David Anders.
No, no one's as good as Dr. David Anders.
I know, right?
Nobody is. All right. Well, Tom Price. Tom Price is.
Yeah, Tom Price is really, really good.
He is. I know. All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with Dr. David Anders on Catholic Answers Live.